The funding, awarded by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, will enable the company to construct a new mill facility, implement advanced technology and create 17 new jobs. We appreciate MDARD's commitment to investing in innovative food and agriculture businesses that add value to Michigan-grown products and help build a stronger, more resilient agricultural economy. Although Michigan produces more than 340 million bushels of corn each year, the state does not have any corn mills. Since fiscal year 2019, MDARD has awarded more than $6.9 million of FATE grants. 80% or 90% of each member's payout will be delivered. Lansing, Mitch. The Michigan Commission of Agriculture and Rural Development has approved $450,000 in Food and Agriculture Investment Program, FAPE, grant funding for Star of the West Corn Milling LLC. The funding, awarded by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, will enable the company to construct a new mill facility, implement advanced technology and create 17 new jobs. MDARD's mission continues to be improving quality of life for Michiganders. Strategic investments throughout Michigan's food supply chain reinforce that focus by expanding market access for farmers and ensuring that more nutritious, locally grown foods reach dining tables, said MDARD Director Tim Boring. This Food and Agriculture Investment Program grant will help Star of the West mill Michigan-grown corn in Michigan, delivering new jobs and creating new economic opportunities for hard-working farmers across the state. The FAPE funding will support a $79 million development project to build a new, state-of-the-art dry corn mill in Quincy, Michigan. The project will require demolition of decommissioned mill structures and construction of a six-story slip-form mill building, warehouse packaging area, feed loadout structure and employee relief office building. The new mill building will enable Star of the West to take advantage of advanced automation technology and modernization processes. We are honored to receive this investment from the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development through the Food and Agriculture Investment Program, said Karina Spencer, Executive Vice President of Star of the West's Flour Milling Division. This funding will help us strengthen our supply chain, create new opportunities for Michigan agriculture, and support long-term economic growth in our community. We appreciate MDARD's commitment to investing in innovative food and agriculture businesses that add value to Michigan-grown products and help build a stronger, more resilient agricultural economy. Although Michigan produces more than 340 million bushels of corn each year, the state does not have any corn mills. Star of the West's development project will enable the company to add value to more than 5 million bushels of Michigan food-grade corn in year one of operation and more than 6.7 million bushels per year by year five. This will have a large impact on Michigan farmers, providing an economic opportunity and a stable and reliable end-user market. Founded in 1870 in Frankenmuth, Star of the West is a premier supplier of flour, dry edible beans, food-grade soybeans and ready-to-eat wheat flakes. The company operates four mills in four states along with over 30 elevators and five bean processing facilities. Star of the West is the 10th largest miller in the United States and was the 2015 recipient of MDARD's Michigan Agriculture Exporter of the Year Award. MDARD's FATE grant program offers financial support for projects that expand food and agriculture processing, enable growth in the agriculture industry and bolster Michigan's economy. The selection process is based on high and consistent criteria that include the project's potential to impact the overall agriculture industry as well as food and agriculture growth and investment in the state. Since fiscal year 2019, MDARD has awarded more than $6.9 million of FAPE grants. The grants were part of more than $276 million MDARD delivered over the past 7 years to help local communities build infrastructure, promote agricultural prosperity, ensure food safety and create jobs. Springfield, IL. Last week, leadership from IL Pork, IL Beef, IL Corn, IL Soybeans and IL Farm Bureau worked to increase the Illinois state budget request by $750,000 from the General Assembly's FY23 budget toward the Illinois Department of Agriculture, IDOA. These funds would be used to provide additional field veterinarians and proactive foreign animal. Marquette, Mitch. Last week, Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD Director Tim Boring traveled to the Upper Peninsula, UP, to recognize the Marquette Farmers Market, attend the Upstate Fair, celebrate the 125th anniversary of the MSU Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center, and convene a community roundtable at Partridge Creek Farms, Lansing, Mitch. Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD Director Tim Boring released the following statement Tuesday morning on the State House's budget plan. MDARD is here to protect Michigan residents, support farmers and producers who put food on the table and create economic opportunities within the industry. The House budget plan slashes more. Indianapolis Keystone Cooperative, Incorporated, an Indiana-based leader in agriculture and energy, announces 100% of member net profits are being returned directly to members through patronage. Keystone Cooperative will distribute $57 million in patronage to eligible farmer members who did business with the cooperative in 2025. 80% or 90% of each member's payout will be delivered.